This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Question for you is, what has impressed you most? What's been the biggest surprise you didn't see coming about this Commanders start through 4 games? 800-636-1067. I'm going with the O-line specifically. They are ranked 4th by PFF as far as pass blocking. They are ranked 8th via ESPN in pass block win rate. They are ranked top 5 based on their performance this past week against the Cardinals for the second time in 3 weeks in terms of keeping pressure away from Jaden Daniels. And they are currently ESPN's number 1 offensive line in terms of win rate when running the football up front. They are mauling people. There were a lot of questions about this group. Left tackle was unsettled. The right tackle was unpopular. The left guard was someone who hadn't been paid or really asked to be a full-time starter. And it seems like Adam Peters and his staff and the offensive line coach as well, Bobby Johnson, have done a banner job. They have far exceeded expectations. I think they're a big key to what's going on.
Smart point bringing up Johnson, too, because that was the only hire that I would say was mildly maligned or
it
met with a tepid reaction.
Giants, yeah. Terrible O-line.
Yeah, that's. I think that's a good pull by you. Well done, tip of the cap. I mean, to me, it's piggybacking off of that. The fact that the offense is this good and it's not this, you know, throw it 50 times, Big 12, 2017 Baker Mayfield situation. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that it is a ground and pound, 36, 37 minutes time in possession, run the ball so wildly effectively, and still score 40 a game? That's incredible, and that's hard to sustain. That's been surprising.
Let's go to the phones. We'll welcome Tyler on, who's in Fredericksburg on Grant and Danny. What has stood out to you about these first 4 games?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Gosh, I have to say, just the offseason acquisitions have been really a big eye-opener to me. And that's Adam Peters in full effect, you know, in his very first season with us. And the only thing I would definitely like to see more, it would be getting Ben Sennett, McCaffrey, and Brandon Coleman more in the mix. But I would say the biggest pleasant surprise is Cliff Kingsbury. Him coming in, I mean, I was racking my brain trying to figure out what could he offer, because he's been a no-show in the league over the couple of years. I mean, after that stint he had with the Cardinals, but my gosh, he's floored. I mean, everyone in this league and a lot of us fans. I mean, we're floored having him, you know, being our offensive coordinator. But all right, guys, thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
It's a great answer on Cliff.
Yeah, that's
Kingsbury.
What it is, right?
I was kind of thinking between the lines and hadn't even thought about him, but he might be a better answer than the O-line. For Kingsbury to get off to this start with a young quarterback and a group of players that's being thrown together over the last several weeks in an era where there's not a lot of time on the grass for camp, for the preseason, they barely played in the preseason, it's pretty staggering. And we've seen him, we talked about it yesterday, start fast with offenses in the past. They've had these unbelievable Septembers, really good Octobers. They've been one of the juggernauts in the league through the midway point, and then they fall off. And so we'll have to see if this time is different. We can wait and see. But just right now, this moment, there's no way that anybody could tell me when they hired Kingsbury and paired him with Daniels, which in hindsight looks brilliant. The way they sold it was he just worked with a college quarterback, ran a college offense / pro offense that worked both with Arizona some, that he ran at Texas Tech, that he was a part of the USC operation last year. He's going to mold it all together with a running quarterback like he did with Kyler Murray. Why wouldn't this make sense? And I'm going, that's one way to sell it. Well, it's all working. It's coming together exactly how they envisioned it.
And you'd also envision that there was an answer to the question. In other words, if Dan Quinn and company are going, profootballreference.com, game log, Arizona Cardinals. Hey, Cliff, you see these big numbers for the first 9-10 weeks? Why do those numbers get a lot smaller those last parts of the season? You'd think with a sabbatical, with this time, and the Washington Post did a good article about how he took a trip to Thailand and kind of, you know, refound himself with some self-scouting, some self-study, taking that year working in college, you might have some answers to those questions, or at least have some theories. This is why we fell off, or this is what I did wrong, or this is what I could have done better. Here's how we'll attack it, right? Meaning you hopefully have something in store for that to counter that what has been an inevitable drop-off.
Specific to the additions for Peters that have worked out that he mentioned at the beginning of the call, Eckler's been really good. Ertz has been very solid. On the offensive line, we've talked a lot about Biadasz, Allegretti already. Those guys have been legit. And I think that I would add, if we're talking rookies, as far as offseason acquisitions as well, Brandon Coleman into that conversation. At receiver, Luke McCaffrey is ahead of schedule, I would say, as a 100th overall pick who was down the depth chart at the start of camp. Bringing in Noah Brown when they did, they've gotten a ton out of him. It's funny to say this, but where would they be without having claimed him? I mean, he's been huge. And I would even throw Olamide Zaccheaus, who just had a monster game, into the equation as well. So all of those guys, now all on offense, have been returns that I would say are positive. Defensively, it hasn't gone nearly as well, but this past week changes the trend a little bit. Luvu coming off his best game. Armstrong, same
Jeremy
thing.
Chin played well, I thought.
Jeremy Chin was really good. Cleveland Farrell's got a couple of sacks this season. Didn't play this past week. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.